Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Eden, North Carolina, at the Karastan factory that's been here for 90 years, celebrating its 90-year birthday this year, and I'm with Delma Galloway and Lottie Purcell, two 50-year employees. Delma, let me start with you. Tell us what you do at this facility.
Right now, I'm an auto setter. I design the flowers in the oriental rugs.
So this can be a little bit technical, but this is an Axminster process. And you set up the individual flower patterns that go into the equipment as they're making those patterns, right?
Yes, yes,
right.
And they have to be exact, because if they're not exact, you can always get the flowers out of line, and it will tell if it's not exactly right.
Tell us how things have changed since you've been here.
Well, from the first, we had what we called the convention setting machine. It took two people to run that, and one would work a measuring side, and one would work the spool side. But when I came, I had a very good instructor. Mm-hmm. She made me learn both sides, so I knew how to run the whole type of machine. Everything was done by hand. We would have to read the pattern. You had to memorize it. You go back on the what we call a bank with spools on it. You had to take every one of them out, put them back in, thread them up into the reeds until you got one whole line. Then you do the next line. Now we automation.
Do you consider this tedious work?
I don't.
What kind of training did you have to have? Do you have a textile background, or they trained you here to do what you needed to do?
They trained us here. You have to be trained. Matter of fact, when we went, was on the convention machine, mm-hmm. you had 6 months to learn and get your speed up. On the auto set machine, now we give them around 4 weeks.
I see.
Because of the computer does a lot of the putting the yarn into the tube bank, but you got to know what to do when the computer go down, and you got, it's a lot to the auto set than just what you see.
Can men do this kind of work?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, the first guy I trained, Cliz Wilson. He was the first guy I trained on the auto set. Later on, he went to be a threader, and then later on, he went to the Vanderwell. He said he may end up coming back to auto set.
Well, Lottie, how about with you? What do you do here?
I'm a clerk in the finishing department, also work in weaving, doing the loom sheets, and just fill in wherever needed.
Okay. So while Delma is touching yarns, you're mostly helping organize and move paper around, is that right?
Right.
Okay. So you've been here 50 years, so was this one of your first jobs?
No, I came in as a mender, and at that time, Axminster mender, and we would put in the missing stitches, sew them in by hand, that was missed on the looms. Now it's punched in. You all saw that.
Yeah.
But it was on production when I first came to work here. From mending, I went as a grader, and that was actually given a cost to repairing the rug for the menders. From there, I went to the office as a clerk.
All right. How much has this place changed in the last 50 years?
Tremendously. A lot of new products and machinery, updated machinery. Yeah. And washing the rugs, we used to wash some rugs on the floor by hand.
Right.
Now they run through machines to wash them. Backcoding, we've got updated equipment there. Oh, it's a lot of new equipment that's been installed here.
Now, when you came to work here, was this a Marshall Fields company?
Yes, it was Fieldcrest. You were excited to come to work for Fieldcrest. And that was the place to work. It wasn't that many places available in this area, but this was the best place, and I was really thrilled to get a job here.
Did you still like to get up and come into work every day?
Yes, I do. I do, because if I didn't, I'd probably be gone by now. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy the people here, too.
Delma, you like coming to work here every day?
Oh, yes. Because when I first come to work, like I say, I'm still a little teenager, and one of the older ladies kept telling Delma, won't you just go and go to college? And I said, because I love what I do. I love the challenge myself. Like Lottie said, convention was production, and I like to see how I can, much I can do for, you know, I'll do my own self. And even with auto set, even though it's not production, we have a certain amount we have to do. It's like it motivates me when I do it, and then I say, let me see, can I get some more? Let me see, can I get some more? That keeps me going. This right here, my body is geared to work. As a matter of fact, I'm a farm girl, and when you work a farm, you're geared to work. Like, say, my daddy raised us. He said, you work for what you get, and you do the best. You don't do no sloppy job. You give them the best you got. And that's something that was instilled in all his children. Like I say, I love the people. I love my job. I love sharing the knowledge that I have of my job.
Well, the dexterity required to do this job, the amount of crafting and handwork that's done. And I see you don't even wear glasses. I mean, you stand in great shape.
Contact.
Oh, yeah,
contact lens.
How many more years are you going to work here?
You know, I really don't know, but as long as the Lord give me my health and strength and I love what I'm doing, I haven't put a limit to how many years. Yeah, and as long as I love getting up, coming in, and the people and liking the job, I haven't put a limit.
Do you have any family that works here?
Not now.
Okay.
My brother-in-law used to work in the shop.
Yeah.
My daddy used to work in shipping. Oh, my aunt, she used to grill. It started out with the family.
It's kind of neat to have a little town like Eden that has a factory right downtown like this, and you're part of the heartbeat of the town, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, Lottie, let me ask you the same question. Do you have family that works here?
No, I didn't have any family that worked here. I guess I'm the first.
Okay. How many more years are you going to work here?
Well, I've always had a goal of working 50 years and also work until I was 70.
Okay.
So I've got one more year to go.
Oh, is that right?
And okay. Then I will go from there. I'm like Delma, I'm not going to say I'm going to retire at 70, but those were two goals that I had.
Well, tell me about this 90-year celebration. Have y'all had a good time with this?
Yes. It was fun, and it was really nice. I had it set up and had a lot of people coming through, checking out. We hadn't had anything like that in a long time.
Well, you had a 75th in 2003,
yeah.
I guess.
This one was more family-oriented. Our families and friends, the remarks I got from it, they was fascinated with what was went on in this place. And it was like more a joyful time, you know. They would just talk, you know, and the people. And matter of fact, that's what it was, a celebration. It was not like they was doing a tour. Because when they would stop by my machines and everything, and we just had fun and talking and telling them what was done. And they was in awe of everything. And even some of the workers that work here, they said, I did not realize all of this was going on.
Well, let me ask you both. This is the last question, and we're finished here. What does the Karastan brand name mean to you?
For one thing, Karastan always was pride, and I still take pride in our ex-minister. Karastan brand means you got quality, you got durability, and most of all, we have pride.
How about with you, Lonnie?
To me, it was quality. Yeah, beautiful products, rugs and carpet, and last a long time. A lot of our ex-minister rugs is 20-year warranties on them. Mm-hmm. So they are heirlooms for people, not throwaway rugs. Mm-hmm. Last a long time, beautiful rugs.
And so you're fully aware that they're probably the best?
Yes.
Okay, great, ladies. Thanks so much for spending time with me. Again, been talking to Delma Galloway and Lottie Purcell, two 50-year employees at the Karastan plant in Eden, North Carolina. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.